be a type when I meant when I grew up.
Things didn't work out, so sleep.
Late in the morning, climb a Mount Olympia and replace it with tone.
But I didn't get enough good grades.
Michael, Peter, the Parthenon business machine remediation outfit.
Right there on the shop floor.
Hundreds of electrics, electrics all messed up. Dream, hyperactivity, selective, attuned to relevant information, tempo taken in, told to mechanism, coping concept, put my head down, crumple my paper, sent a look at the future job, fold the binders.
I got distracted by the grass.
In the resource room, Mrs. Potorsky reinforced me.
Raisins from her Ziploc bag.
In free time after my target behavior I was positive about.
Tickets, tangibles, chips and stars.
And playing, I'm in my own little house.
Tickets, tangibles, chips and stars.
I had a Dexedrine, hyperactivity, selective, attend to relevant information, tempo taken in, told to mechanism, coping concept, put my head down, crumple my paper. After school, I was sitting in the sitting room looking out at the pavers in their right on dress, holding up the slow go down the piece of plastic wood. And I knew that I'd never be any good. I'd never have a heart having to do things like that. So I joined the police force.
Down Finn, Dumbarton Dip, about the 14th of May. The publican dropped me in line, thought there had been foul play. Farmer up the hill came in with his knife. He mumbled something darkly about his young wife. Riding up on the postcoach, I thrummed on my notebook. The wind was up, I held on my hat. I do what my coat look. The farmer stumbling past, a holding gun. He mumbled something darkly about his young son. About your wife, sir. What about her? Pray, where is she? Mrs. McVeigh's in. Take tea up in the manor, Sir Robert Gray's in. The farmer through the window came in with his sword. He mumbled out of breath, forgive me, my lord.
And after that rustic imposition, I took a deposition. I shared a woodpecker cider with a local fratricider who told me all the stuff and more.
in that night. So I got both remotes and turned off the DVD and said, Michael, is there something that you need to say to me? Well, I don't know how to tell you. You can tell me anything that you want, except I started seeing Jenny. I started seeing Jenny, my Jenny. And he looked down at the floor. You know damn well she ain't your Jenny no more. And I said, get her on the phone. Don't you think it's a little late? No, I don't think it's a little late. But I went out the room, cause I knew I'd better wait. I went down to her dad's bakery, and she said, I'ma go outside, take a break, smoke a cigarette.
I'm still surprised at how mad you get.
Well, what'd you expect?
That you wouldn't try to wreck your little brother's happiness.
And I said, listen to you, I know what you're trying to do.
And what would that be?
Mess with Michael's head is some kind of revenge back at me. So I drove up to Springfield in my wife's new car, and I went and had a drink at my buddy's old bar.